This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and goal, and Daniels trying to follow his block. Jaden Daniels to the end zone, and he's got a touchdown.
Beautiful design on the Daniels keeper around the right edge for his rushing touchdown yesterday. He's got four of those on the season. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Cliff Kingsbury calling that play and a bunch of others that worked again. What a job he's done in the early going. If you look at leaders in the NFL right now, play calling wise, who get their team into third and short most frequently, Washington is second in that quarterback's number of plays run needing 1 to 4 yards to get a first down on third down. Jaden Daniels is right at the top of the list. That's how you keep your offense on schedule. It's how you keep out of obvious passing downs, although I thought Daniels was pretty good in those, frankly, yesterday as well. Kingsbury's just been brilliant. And so far, I raise my hand and say, whoopsie. I was skeptical, especially after week one. But it is working in a big, big way right now offensively for the Washington Commanders. Some of the numbers that are coming out from this offense through a couple of weeks are just eye-popping. And they are hard to fathom if you've been here the whole time. Because it just has not happened. The last two games, they've thrown the ball 53 times. They have 47 completions. 6 days of football. 47 of 53 through the air. Their expected completion percentage is number one in football, which I think is an important Kingsbury stat, right? On expectation, Daniels should be at 73%. Now, he's actually 9% better than that. Completion percentage over expected is one of my favorite stats for quarterback play, and he's number two in the league in it, by the way. But no team has designed more open, easy throws. 73.4% than Cliff Kingsbury in this Washington offense. It has been a joy to watch. Game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. My first game ball, without further ado, Cliff Kingsbury. Second game ball, let's keep it moving. Jaden Daniels protecting the football. The last 2 weeks, his pull the ball down and run it versus look for receivers in the pocket decisions have been nearly flawless. And this has not been a run show. He had 8 attempts for 47 yards and a touchdown yesterday, which is really healthy all the way around. The threat of him running petrifies teams. The threat of him running made their 4th-and-1 that they converted for a long run easy. Taking candy from a baby. Cooking bacon on a skillet. Couldn't have been easier. Because if you watch the play, the Cardinals are so nervous. They are so petrified that Daniels is going to keep the ball on one of those 4th-and-1 nakeds they ran early in the year, that they just get out of their fits, they play Daniels, and McNichols run straight ahead with nobody touching them. You could have driven a golf cart through the hole. Next game ball. The Alameda Zaccheaus game. Just like we all knew. They don't need another receiver. They got Alameda Zaccheaus, apparently. 6 catches for 85 yards. They don't need another running back. Game ball time. They have Jeremy McNichols, apparently. His 12th team, 12th time's the charm. That's how the saying goes, right? 8 for 68, 27-yard touchdown, barely got touched. I mean, Jeremy McNichols or Marshall Faulk? Who's better? I couldn't tell. Yesterday, I'll go with Jeremy McNichols. Another day, maybe Marshall Faulk. But what's the difference? They're the same guy. Jeremy McNichols or Jim Brown. Who's the better running back? Let's play a game. Call your grandpa. See what he says. I got a newsflash. It's Jeremy McNichols, okay? He's better than they all were. All the greats. Emmitt Smith can't hold Jeremy McNichols' jock. That's what yesterday looked like. Who's better? Alameda Zaccheaus or Jerry Rice? Because I couldn't tell the difference. Jaden Daniels or Tom Brady? Tom Brady never did any of this. You see what I'm saying? I have one more. Thank you. Cliff Kingsbury or Bill Walsh? Who's better? Cliff Kingsbury or 1999 Mike Martz? Who you got? Call your shot. You tell me. Rams were the greatest show on earth. Turf. The Commanders, the greatest show at Northwest Stadium. You see? That's where you want to play, right? Northwest Stadium. This is fun. Everybody's having a good time. 800-636-1067. One more game ball. Can we give the offensive line a little bit of love? Who's better, the Hogs or this group? I mean, the Hogs were fine. Don't get me wrong. They did okay sometimes. But these guys? Pummel the Hogs. Pummel them. Nobody ever gets close to Jaden Daniels.
If we wanted to play a little game of alliteration here, I think we could nickname the Commanders right now. This offense, not the greatest show on turf, but the greatest show on earth.
What is that?
I'm just saying, this is a great offense.
What does that have to do with alliteration?
That's true. It's just a rhyme.
Can we play Ryan's theme music, please? I'm going to throw it to you for that. Just deliver it like you haven't said anything yet. Ryan's got a name for the Commanders offense, everybody. He said it has to do with alliteration. Let's see what he's got.
Instead of the greatest show on turf, we're going to go with the greatest show on earth.
Oh, there we go. That's big.
Not
way, you were so psyched to say that.
I was so psyched. I was thinking through it, and I was like, turf, earth.
Clary literally, I wish you guys could have seen this. He shoots his hand up like he's in a classroom and he knows the answer. He's looking at me. He's like, call on me. Big smirk. I'm like, this guy's got something. Let's see. This guy has been waiting all day. What's he got here? I like it, Ryan.
The greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth. Can we jot that down for either later today or at some point tomorrow? What are we going to nickname this offense? How about Cliff's 7-on-7? Because they move the ball like they're playing 7-on-7. We'll workshop it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.